8:31 here on the English Breakfast. It's now time to continue with our IDFA special. This is the International Documentary Film Festival Amsterdam, and it's time to welcome Alexander Moose to the show. Welcome, Alexander.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome back again very early on a Friday morning, and welcome to our special guest, Günther Schweicher. Morning, Günther. How are you this morning?
Good morning. It's kind of early for me.
Very, very early for you. Thank you very much
I'm
for
joining. Very fine here.
Thank you for joining us here on the show. Now, you are the director of one of the hot tickets at this year's IDFA Festival. It is a documentary called Ibiza Occident. Is that correct? Now, whenever I say Ibiza, I'm always Ibiza, Ibiza. Tell me, how should we be saying it?
Actually, it's Ibiza.
Ibiza. Okay, fantastic. And can I have a raise of hands in the studio? Who's been to Ibiza? Alexander, have you been to Ibiza?
Well, he's been here.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
about you guys?
I've been to Ibiza. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. So tell us a little bit about your special film. I've been reading the synopsis. It sounds amazing. But give us the elevator pitch, Günther. What does your film explore?
It's a journey through Ibiza. It's an approach to the electronic music scene in Ibiza, and it's there's a different portraits of different peoples who are working behind the curtain, like DJs, club owners, promoters, go-go's, and people they are just working there make it possible that this amazing place, this Hollywood of electronic music, the world capital of electronic music, is functioning. And also people who are a lot of time living there, and they tell us about how Ibiza evolved, and then how was the evolution of the island from the hippie times to the modern electronic music capital.
Okay, it sounds like a fascinating story, and I know that everyone that visits Ibiza, just they're blown away by the magic of the place. It seems like a perfect documentary subject.
I think it's a possibility to feel in cinema how a lot of people experience a sensation which you can have in this island. It's a really different island. Everybody knows it, but not too much people know what is happening behind what I say behind the curtain, and I think it's worth it to go on this travel, because you can learn and see and experiment also in the film a lot of things and meet a lot of interesting people.
So when did you start to connect with Ibiza? How long have you when did you first visit?
Before the film, I didn't really know well Ibiza, and for me it was important, because there were a lot of in the last years a lot of stuff about Ibiza, against Ibiza, about Ibiza is just drugs, parties, superficial people, and nothing. I read articles in newspapers, and I thought, I think it has to be much more than this, because if it's during so many years always the center of celebration for a lot of people, it has to be more than just superficial. And so I just went there and wanted to meet people. I started with DJ Alfredo, and started to explore the island through the people from there, and I really discovered a place who is much more than those clichés, and I met a lot of interesting people there. And I think if you approach to celebration to a place like Ibiza, you see how complex things works. Even things on places dedicated to celebration or to parties or to holidays, it's a big machinery, but it's also a magic place, which I think it's worth to take a look on it.
Nice. Now, Alexander, have you seen the documentary?
Yes, I went to the party that you guys just did a couple of days
yeah.
ago in the Escape Disco. Take a perfect place for you to review and, you know, to present your film.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect for us to bring the film into a club. Is very important. We started the film shooting in a club, and to show the film in a club, and especially in a club as mythic as Escape, is to show that club culture and film culture are part of the same thing. It's the seeking of pleasure, it's the seeking of experiences, and to bring the film in a club and then have a party. People can see the film, feel the film, and then feel, have these emotions also dancing. This was a fantastic, fantastic experience.
Mm-hmm. We should also not forget that the people who've started the first parties in Ibiza like 20, 30 years ago, and they started off like really simple, with simple means, and they're also depicted in your film. They're also
It's
portrayed in the film, and they also have a they also tell a different story about Ibiza changing over the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, because our society had changed. To Ibiza, a lot of people went in the 60s and the 70s with the spirit of the hippie time. The first parties were open air. It was really free. It was everybody could do in some way what they wanted. But our society since the 60s changed. Everything is stressfuller. Everything is more competitive. People have less time. They want to live everything in few days. And in some way, when we hear the spirit from the people at the beginning, I think it's interesting to think about what really changed and why did our life change. And if we don't lost a lot of things in this journey to the future, and we have to be aware that very important things like freedom, tolerance, and values more than money should have more chance than in the present, where everything is it seems to be everything is going around that money and nothing else. So it's the interesting thing is also that people like Ricardo Urgel, who started with the first club there with Pacha, now he's a club owner of about 80 clubs in the world. He's maybe the most important club owner worldwide, and he speaks in the film.
And he's quite skeptical.
Yeah, he's skeptical and he's ironic because in some way he lives on it in his clubs. This massification of everything, but in a way, he's ironic about it because things changed and he's part of it. But in some way, when he thinks past to the past, he thinks it was more important. It was a better way to have fun 30 years ago. But the fact is also that 30, 40 years ago, we were the half of population in this planet, and the massification also is you see the result everywhere, and also in our paradises like Ibiza. It's not the same 40 years ago. There were maybe 100,000 visitors a year, and now there are 5-10 million. It's a big difference, and that's everywhere like this.
How does your film relate to other music films of at EDFA, for example? Have you seen a few yours to others?
Yeah, I've seen as much as I could because I was really interested, and the level is very, very high. It's different because it's not a portrait of a group of an artist. It's more a travel, a journey. It's different portraits, a journey through an island. In this case, the island is the protagonist. It's not the person, and the music is the point where everything is meeting in the island. The music is in some way the central point of the island, and it's for me the guide through the film. But it's not about musicians; just it's about an island, and music is sounds everywhere in the island. Because in some way, it's I think the point where everything meets in Ibiza. So the film also starts with an ancient Ibizan music, which is a really interesting music because it's based on rhythm and repetition, And it's the same as the electronic music. It's also based on rhythm and repetition. And it's really interesting to be on an island where electronic music is so important. And then you discover, as it was with me, you discover suddenly that the old, really 1,000 years old or 2,000-3,000 years old music of this island is in some way extremely related to the most modern music expression in the clubs, which then you can explain why this world, the electronic music world, has found this place and feels so well there.
Okay, fascinating. Well, listen, speaking of the music, we're going to go to a track, and it's one of the tracks that you've brought in. This is Lights Out by Christian Varela. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue talking to Gunther Zweicher, the director from Ibiza Occident. Stay tuned. You're with the English Breakfast. It's 7:41. You're with the English Breakfast. The time is 7:44. This is Lights Out by Christian Varela. And we are speaking to our first special guest for this morning, Gunther Zweicher, director of Ibiza Occident. Now, Gunther, thank you very much for joining us on the show again. I know it's very early, especially for anyone who makes a documentary about Ibiza, that 7:45 is about home time, isn't it, on the island?
Exactly. Maybe we're supposed to be maybe on the beach now and looking to sunrise.
Yeah, or heading to the day party at DC10 or something
exactly.
Like that. Yeah. All right, so now... Your documentary seems to be very, very well received here in Amsterdam. In fact, it's sold out. There's no possibility to get tickets to any of the screenings that are happening. There was a sold out screening last night, and there's also a sold out screening tonight. Do you see any parallels between Amsterdam, or the culture, or the vibe, or the feeling of Amsterdam, and the soul that you find on Ibiza?
Absolutely. For me, it's like a kind of bridge from Amsterdam to Ibiza. And That for it was great. It was fantastic when I got the news to be selected at ITFA to bring the film to Amsterdam. It's like the right, really right place to show the film, and the reception of the film is extremely good. Because I think there's a lot of similarities of Amsterdam, and when I speak, when we speak about what can change or what are the directions in which we are going. It's very important. In the film, somebody speaks about a recession of freedom. Things are, we are losing a lot of freedom every day, and we have to defend it. And it's also important, like places tolerant and open-minded places like Amsterdam, to keep them like this. The same as in Ibiza, it's very important to have this different way of living together and be tolerant and let a little bit of place for being yourself in our society. That for it's very important to think about Amsterdam and Ibiza and people who are making possible that that our life is easier to handle, being tolerant and open-minded.
Yeah, and I guess you would see probably some parallels possibly between Ibiza and Holland at the moment, and that freedom, that traditional freedom and liberalness is slowly but surely getting taken away.
Exactly. There's in some way there's this new Puritan, so this new political correctness with the banner of maybe we're making a better and healthier society. For instance, they are cutting off liberties, a little piece of liberty here, a little piece of freedom there, and control us every day more and more. And I think it's not the right direction.
No, agreed. Now, you at the previous screenings, you had obviously Escape on Wednesday and then at the Tuschinski last night. Were there any tough director's questions, you know, from the audience after the screenings for you?
Yeah, there's some question, for example, because we did not... why we did not give too much place to in the film to, for example, to the hippie part of the island. Because people expect sometimes more parts of it, but it changed. You know, the island changed. The hippie part is the old hippies. They have not the same space now than 30 years ago, and in some way things changed. This spirit is still there, but it's not the same as 30 years ago. But I insist it's not the same everywhere, because a lot of spirit of the 60s got lost in the way, and maybe we should recover rediscover a lot of the spirit from those times, because
maybe we should start a new island.
Exactly. That would be
Tessel,
also great.
Tessel.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Okay, so now.
Just kidding.
Yeah. This new island. I think Ibiza. The amazing thing of the island is that it's reinvented all the time. So they are always thinking about from different positions and different ways of life. They are thinking about how to keep the important things of the island. So it's very important. The people from the 60s, they are still there, and they're preserving their spirit, and the people of the electronic music. And also the Ibizaans, the people from there, it's always everybody's thinking about, they love the island, they love it from a different view, but always thinking about how we can preserve the most important things. And for sure, it's also a money-making place. There's a lot of people coming, a lot of possibility of entertainment, of clubbing, of everything, and to have a balance there. That's the interesting thing, that everybody is always worried about, to keep the right balance.
Yes, absolutely. Now, for you personally, I mean, this has been a pretty big project. What is next for you? Have you got any other big projects on the horizon?
I have my first fiction film for next year. We're going to shoot in summer, and it's for me it's a new approaching to fiction. I made a lot of short films before, and I'm also director of theater. And after the experience of three documentaries, my approaching to reality is totally different, and it's I'm really excited to shoot fiction now, because when you worked in an intense form in documentary with real life with real people, then the fiction, the approaching to fiction is different. I think at least will try to get as close to reality as possible, like my experience in documentaries.
Okay, fantastic. What other big projects you got coming up, Alexander?
It sounds maybe extremely stupid, but I have to do a city hopping and shopping guide.
No, I'm, all right.
No, I'm kidding. That's one of the things I have to do, yeah, true. From Amsterdam, Rotterdam to Antwerp and then Brussels. That's a straight line.
Nice.
No, I have to do other things, and that's I have to do an article, 2-page article. And there's going to be a lot of interviews on my site, culture.com, regarding ITVA, of which one is this interview. And a lot of video interviews that were done during ITVA, and it still have to, that need editing.
Okay, fantastic.
So that's what we're working on for the next couple of weeks.
All right, well, it's been a great festival. It's been going since the 16th, and it goes through until this Sunday. So you've got three more days of fantastic documentaries to watch, and one of them, which is going to be very hard to get into, which is tonight at Tuschinski 6. That's at 10:30. It's sold out. But I'm sure if you can track down Gunther, he can find you a ticket. Anyway, Gunther, thank you very much for joining us here on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been very interesting to find out about the story. And ich bin ehrlich benieuwd. I really want to watch the documentary now.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, guys. It was a real pleasure and honor to be here.
Yes, well, thank you very much. And we're gonna close it out with the P Brothers track. This is some of the music that you brought in. Music, especially from the island. This is The Old Blues. Gunther, thank you very much. Alexander, thank you very much. Cheers, guys. You're with The English Breakfast. The time is just ticking over. 7:53. Goeiemorgen. Somebody for me.